Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now on the Harbor One Hotline, Brian Scalabrini joining us. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, bringing people together around the joys of food, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Tommy Curran at 1-800-GET-HAIR. Scal, what's going on? Happy Scalentine's Day. That's how we've been referring to your day on the show. How do you feel about that?
It moved from Wednesday to Tuesday. So you're saying Scalentine could be any day.
It's a day early, is what it is. It can move around. So happy Scalentine's Day to you and all who celebrate. How
is Adam with us today?
This is Adam.
This is me.
Adam. Oh, okay. So you're going to be happy to know that my FedEx delivery driver came by, dropped off a package.
Uh huh.
And he goes, "Oh, you and Adam Jones, you guys are pretty funny, huh?"
And you were like, "Who's that?"
No, I know who you are. I'm just saying, like,
debatable.
He's really digging. He's really digging the banter.
Well,
I'm
good.
Saying,
well, good.
Know, if anybody can stamp good banter, it's FedEx or UPS or Amazon, right?
It's true.
It's true. They're on the roads all day.
Happy Scalentine's Day to your FedEx driver out there. Let me ask you, Scal. Celtics have won 3 in a row. They've won them all comfortably. One good team in there, Sacramento, and a couple of not-so-good ones in Indiana, who's been a tough matchup for the Celtics, and San Antonio. Have they righted the ship?
I mean, they're playing really good against bad defenses. So even though Sacramento's a good basketball team, coming off of a back-to-back, coming off of a really successful East Coast swing, they weren't doing this earlier. They weren't keeping their foot on the gas for close to 48 minutes. I really loved the start of that fourth quarter the other day against San Antonio. We've seen the Celtics get up big and walk the ball up the floor. And even if they win, it's painful to watch at times when they do that. But, man, like, I just love that they are playing this way. They're embracing, which I think makes them the most successful. And they're doing it for as close to 48 minutes as possible.
Jaylen Brown has been spectacular recently. He had 41 points the other night when Jason Tatum was out. And spoke about in one of the post-game availabilities, I can't remember if it was with Abby or at the podium, spoke about, getting in the paint, focusing on mid-range jumpers. I guess, do you feel like going forward there's a place where that can fit in to Joe Mazzulla's offense that he likes to run that is, looking for a lot of three-point shots?
Well, let's be real. They want layups and dunks, and they love Jaylen Brown is one of the best mid-range jump shooters in the NBA, and that's not typically a high percentage shot when you factor in the three and the extra point that you get for it, right? Just from a shooting percentage, most guys aren't that elite at that, but Jaylen Brown, I think there's a number. Like, I think there's only 20 guys who are what you would consider a pull-up jumper a good shot. He's one of them. So I don't think when you say like Joe Mazzulla doesn't want that into his offense, I kind of disagree with that. I think fine with that.
I just mean that Joe focuses, he puts a lot of emphasis on finding those three-point attempts.
Yeah, I mean, he puts the emphasis on hitting guys who are open for three. There's nothing better in the NBA than a driving kick. I mean, unless you can – it's hard to get a wide-open layup or a dunk, but like the math would show you that, getting downhill – drawing two defenders and kicking it out, that's a pretty that's a high quality shot. And you know, trying to finish over a guy who can defend the rim when they have, you know, elite shot blocking, you would think like, okay, the layups, it's still a layup, it's still a dunk. It's not easy to dunk over those guys or even finish over those guys. There's a reason those guys are in the NBA block, you know, guarding the rim. So the drive and kick or extra pass to a wide open three, it's hard to argue when they're doing that at their best. It's hard to argue that, that's a bad shot. What they do sometimes is one pass wide open, shoot it, and there's no rotation. No one's really touching the ball. You know, I kind of disagree with that. And me and Joe have our disagreements with that shot. He thinks a wide open shot is a wide open shot. And I know his philosophy. Like when you're playing the Milwaukee Bucks or the Miami Heat or, you know, even Philadelphia for that matter, and you get an open one, you might not get another one. But when you're playing the Sacramento Kings or the Indiana Pacers and the San Antonio Spurs, you can get a wide open shot anytime you want, maybe even multiple on a possession. So there is a balance to that. I just always feel like the Celtics are at their best when they move the ball, drive, kick, extra pass, maybe even a second drive. That's when I feel like this team is unstoppable.
Scal, last week when we talked to you, you indicated that you thought Jaylen Brown was fringe All-NBA. I wanted to know, do you still feel that way, and do you think he's better off as a guard or a forward when it comes to the All-NBA voting?
Man, you know, I have a hard time with the All-NBA people of what they're going to vote if they look at games played. Like, is Steph Curry going to be an All-NBA guy? Because if people don't care about games played, he's a lock.
Should they care? Should they care about games played?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Like the NBA has got to protect the media from the media here. They should come up with rules that you have to play in X amount of games to be All-NBA. And I think the same thing about MVP and, you know, Defensive Player of the Year and all those things. But I just don't know. Like, is Jaylen Brown better than Damian Lillard? Probably not. Is he better than Steph Curry? Probably not. But he's having a better season because he plays more. And participation, as bad as you want to sound, participation awards, it does matter when you're out there playing every single night. It adds up. So I think from the games that he has played that he should be in that conversation. I just don't know if writers who have allegiances to, like Chris Haynes has an allegiance to Damian Lillard, I don't know if he's going to end up getting that vote. And I don't know if Steph Curry, who, you know, as lead as he is, I don't know if he's going to get votes from people because he only played in, you know, like 53 games. So I just don't know how the NBA writers are going to vote. I even think like LeBron James, as little as he plays, he's going to get all NBA votes, which to me I think is a joke for guys to play half a season or 50 games and get it. But that's just like the climate that we live in right now with these beat writers.
Well, let me ask you this then, Scal. Are there more forwards ahead of Brown or more guards in your mind, in terms of the voting?
Well, you have to answer that first question to me. I just don't know how to vote it. I just don't know what people are going to do. I don't know if Kawhi Leonard's going to get votes.
How would you vote Paul George?
I would vote the guys that play. Like, I would vote the guys that participate for sure. I would look. You know how I do it? I look at totals, right? I look at like points total. I look at assists, rebound total. I look at like how good, like your plus minus as well, totals. And obviously, if you play more games, you have a higher chance of having a bigger plus minus, a higher chance of having more points. But, you know, like that might even sneak in like a Mikal Bridges who plays every single game all the time. You know what? So, like, I look at the All-NBA as a season. I got a guy for you that I don't think anybody has put on their list, Julius Randle. In my world, he's a lock as an All-NBA player. Dude plays every night, brings it every night. So, I don't know. Like, the Knicks are halfway decent. I think he should be a lock, but someone might pick Kevin Durant over Julius Randle, who Kevin Durant might not even play 50 games this year. So I know where I look stand on. I just don't know where other people stand on that.
When it comes to Jaylen Brown, and the reason Arkan's asking about these All-NBA teams, you suggested this before. He wants the contract. He wants the Supermax. That's a big factor that the Celtics have in keeping Jaylen. What if he doesn't get All-NBA? Like, we talk about it a lot. Like, oh, well, if he gets it, the Celtics can offer him this. Mm-hmm. What if he doesn't get it?
So there's been some talk about this summer, the CBA being ratified, as far as, you know, you're allowed to get like a percentage of raise. Well, that percentage might change. And a lot of people are getting caught up into this where players are saying, I'm better off entering free agency than signing this deal. Well, I think that number is like 125% of your current salary, what you can extend for. But if that goes up to 140% or 150%, then it still is $200 million. And I just still have a hard time believing that anybody's going to pass up that money. Now, that's assuming that the NBA changes that little ratification in the CBA. They
what
might
if,
not.
What
and
if they
at
don't?
At that point, if they do, then he's going to play this year out. And it's like, now all your dreams of being able to call me and create these tough questions for me to answer will come true.
Okay, good, good. That is what I'm hoping for. That's good.
I know you root for that. I was like, what is he going to bring up today? But like, now you can actually root for it. But I really believe, like, for me, I don't deal with the issue until it is an issue. And I actually do believe that the NBA is going to change that rule. I think there's so much momentum behind it where Jaylen Brown will be turning down $200 million if he doesn't make All-NBA. I just have a hard time. I just, in my world, which is very small per se, like, I'm not Jaylen Brown and all that, whatever it is, right? Everybody has, like, a different world and a starting point. But I just don't see a lot of NBA players turning down $200 million on an extension.
So the Bucks have a two-game lead on the Celtics right now. What chance do the Celtics stand if they run into the Bucks in the playoffs and they are without Rob Williams?
Jeez, anything else you want to take away?
No, I'm just. I look. I'm sorry, but it's the wild card here.
Or something. They have a chance just because it's not. I don't. I think it's like it's 50-50. I don't know. Like, I have to see what they look like at that point, but.
Well, judging by what they look like now.
That's a tough one. I don't know. I just feel like it's going to come down to rebounding. And we've talked about the numbers before, how their rebounding with Rob out is not that good. I've done some more research on this. By the way, like with Al Horford out there, the rebounding's fine. With Rob Williams out there, the rebounding's fine. With both of them out there, it's even a little bit exceptional. Like, it's like off the charts historic. But with one of them off the court, it drops significantly. So these games come down to a lot of like minor plays. But man, if you don't rebound the ball against the Bucks, it's going to be tough. I do like the way that they can game plan against Brook Lopez, but it would require Al Horford to play upwards of 44 minutes a game at his age. And if he can sustain that and be awesome like he was last year during that series, then the Celtics can win. But that's putting a lot of pressure on Al Horford at his age.
All right, that's Brian Scalabrine each and every week here on Jones and Mego with our candidate. Scalentine's Day is what we refer to this as. Scal, thanks so much. Say hi to the FedEx guy, and we'll talk next week.
I will. See ya.
All right, Brian Scalabrine, as all our guests, joins us on the Harbor One Hotline.
Which one's Adam?
He had to have known. He had to have known.
What a start to the interview
that was. It was not quite where I thought we were going to start today.
Says the other gentleman.
That's right. That's a good point.
At least he had an idea. I was other gentleman for about a month.
He's like, where's Adam today? He's literally talking to you. I will say this. I do reject, and Scal's not the only one saying this, I do reject the idea that just like the point total leader, Tatum said this to Abby the other day, the point total leader should just be the scoring champion in the NBA. He's like, that's how they do it. That's how they do home runs in Major League Baseball. Tatum's sixth in the NBA in scoring per game. On what planet is that the leading scorer in the NBA? He's averaging 30 a game, but like, it's not like Embiid's missed a ton of time. Tatum's played 8 more games than Embiid. He's played 8 more games than Doncic. They both scored a crap load more points than him.
It's because he's giving up so many points for Jaylen Brown.
Or night in and night out, rather, on an average basis, they score a lot more. So, like, I don't know. I mean, Embiid has Harden. Doncic now has Kyrie. Not that he's had him all year. They got to share the basketball with other guys, too. I reject that. So the point total leader now should be the scoring leader? No. It's been done points per game. I'm sorry. The guy who's sixth in points per game can't be the scoring leader. And I'm sorry if that hurts people's feelings, but you can't be. And I know he wasn't bringing that up in relation to Tatum. He was talking about games played for all NBA. That is a threshold they probably should put in. They don't have it right now. So I don't know that Brown's going to make all NBA. And if he doesn't, what's going to happen? It'll be more uncomfortable interviews for the FedEx driver out there.
Is Adam with us today?
Yep.
No, he's no longer with us.
No, you got your wish. He's no longer
he's
on this planet.
He's in a better place.
He is in a better place. That's true. Anyway, that's a Scal. He joins us every week. The day changes, but he joins us every week. We will talk to him next week.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.